Blog Talk Radio.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and stoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a limb.
Hit that back and we can ease on in. Soak us a little more wine, you know, and I what you like, yeah! Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Smarts List. I am your host. I reckon I am Chris S. Fleming, and tonight I'm definitely going to make it your kind of night. And before I do that, I reckon I should get this next cowboy or cowgirl online. Cowboy, you're on. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Where else?
Well, I don't know who you are. Please, thank you for calling. Bye.
I'm the creator of the WFSL Radio Network.
And we also have somebody else come calling in right now. Let me get this person on.
Hello?
What's your fucking name? Hello, who is this?
It is Rainy, of course, and who am
Ooh.
I talking to?
I'm sorry, what?
I said my name is Rainy.
Your name is Rainy?
Will you stop calling me?
All right, well, anyways, welcome to this very special edition of the Smarts List SummerSlam Predictions Edition, a.k.a. SummerSlam Discussion, a.k.a. Sunday is the big show. So we would like to take no more time to be wasted. Let's go ahead and just get right into it while I'm drinking my Kool-Aid.
What flavor?
Cherry. You know, like pop your cherry.
Oh man. Well, what's the first match y'all want to talk about?
It doesn't matter which one y'all want to talk about.
Well, first and foremost, let's go ahead and just get right to the main event. We have Brock Lesnar versus WWE Champion John Cena with the title on the line. And it seems like everybody wants Brock Lesnar to win, but thinks John Cena's going to win.
Well,
especially a specific mark that's on Facebook right now that I can't fucking stand.
Brock,
I'm sorry, what was that, Miss Rain? Excuse me.
I said, as bad as I hate to admit it, Brock Lesnar is going to win.
Yes, Brock Lesnar is going to win. And so all you part-time bitching motherfuckers, get over it. Brock Lesnar would not get into this if he wasn't promised to run with the World Heavyweight title at some point.
Yep.
It's called being real, people. It's called being logical. Be fucking realistic. You should try it sometime. Anyway, I'm listening. Ah, my ear.
Say, it hurts your ear.
Yeah, with that stupid static in his ear. Whatever he's doing over there.
Oh, please excuse me. I'm sorry, it's happened, people.
Hey, before we go on, what was that song you were playing?
You want to know that song that I was playing?
Yeah.
What's up? It's That's My Kind of Night by Luke Bryan.
I like that song.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35. Pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little fine ass over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah.
I said it sounded like more like Craig David and a country song.
I mean, damn. I mean, do you people love it so much? Do I got to play it again? I mean, here you go. I'll play it again.
Country song!
I got that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck, going on 35, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way.
And hey, Scoot, you little fine ass over here, girl, hand me another beer. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Rainy.
No, thank you.
But anyway, I guess it's my turn to say what I think.
Yeah,
I know
ahead.
I said this over and over again. I wish they wouldn't go this route unless they figure out that they're going to have Brock Lesnar put more appearance than normal. I just don't think he should win.
Yeah,
but I know that. But I know some reason he probably will. And. But here's a scenario that they could do. Have, like, either one of them win it. Have, just say Brock wins it, for example. Have John Cena beat the crap out of him. Seth Rollins cash it in.
It could happen.
I think it could. I'm hoping it would. Because they were saying they already had Roman Reigns and not Roman Reigns, but Seth Rollins versus John Cena for the title at certain shows. Although I know that they can be changed. Well, matches can be changed.
What do you think, Rain?
What was that?
Please excuse me while I strip. I'm on a pole right now in front of some girl. And I have no idea what this guy is listening to right now because it sounds like a ball game.
Oh, no, I'm playing in Black Ops.
Oh, of course.
Hey, can't hate the game. What, did you ask me a question?
I'm just looking around for music. Did you finally got the music right back on here again? I'm so happy.
What do y'all think is going to happen between Miz and Dolph Ziggler for the belt?
Oh, that match can go either way. But
yeah.
I think it would be too soon for the Miz to win it. But not the Miz, but it would be too soon for the Miz to lose it.
Yeah.
But anything can happen.
Didn't Miz get punched in his ugly ass moneymaker tonight?
Yep.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Hey, Miz, young man, you got knocked the fuck out.
Yes, he did. That punch just came out from nowhere. That's like just a sitting down Superman punch.
I heard that they won't put it on Dolph, like in championships on Dolph Ziggler because he's prone to concussions and they don't want him to be hurt as much.
And I don't know what to say about that. I just think it's kind of silly. Like,
yeah.
Anybody can get a concussion.
That's true.
Just like...
Interesting. Excuse me while I squint my asshole.
But like...
I'm sorry.
Now,
I'm just being mad.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I'm just being mad funny right now. I'm listening. Just trying to keep people entertained while you guys talk.
But, yeah, it just wouldn't make no sense. Oh, they don't want to give it to him because of his concussion. I just think that's just kind of stupid.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yep.
Switch your words around, sweetheart. Nobody wants to hear yep anymore.
Well, yep, yes. Okay.
Play happy.
No, you're not. Please don't.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
I think that
yeah,
we need the time to
go.
But, anywho, what do y'all think? Have y'all seen tonight's SmackDown, right?
Yep.
Yes. Why y'all don't think that Paige and AJ Lee feud is going to hold up?
I don't know.
She never knows.
Shut up. I mean...
Don't tell me to shut up. Bitch.
I don't
Dang.
Know.
Keep on talking,
yeah,
Raina. Keep on talking. I'm listening. Hello?
Where'd she go?
I'm sorry. Was it something I said?
I think she cut me off.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I think you cut me off.
No, I didn't cut you off. I meant to also ask you, how's your sore throat? How's your sore throat? So you have a sore throat, right, Rainey? So with that being said, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How does Dean Ambrose taste?
Shut up! He made me sad tonight. He looked like he was crying.
Well, that's why I'm talking to Dean Ambrose. Why don't we go ahead and talk about that match?
Okay, yay!
Shut up.
Stop it.
I told him to come and put his dick by intro.
Oh, they thought that they was about to lose. Oh, well. But, I guess I'm just surprised that it's like a lumberjack match. I thought it would be in, like, something else.
Something else, yes. You would expect, like, a cage match or an old bar match or no disqualification match or something else, but I don't know. We get a lumberjack match.
A street match.
Yay, a lumberjack match.
Right, I understand you don't want him to be saying hi, but a steel cage would have been more better.
Yeah.
Okay, screw a steel cage.
But shit. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with Lumberjack Match. Lumberjack Match is fine. I just thought it would be, like, a little bit more better than it has a steel cage. But that's just my take on it.
Yeah. To me, I don't know. People's going around saying that, you know, Seth is going to win because Ambrose is going to be out for a month doing his film from August the 19th to 21st of September. And, but I don't think he's going to lose. I think, I don't know, maybe he will, but hopefully he won't. But I have no idea because...
Hey, it's a that's a possibility.
But he's going to be at Raw and SmackDown, so I don't know.
You're going to, hey, Rainey, don't forget the AA batteries.
Put on past them! I heard, like, when he comes back or not a champion, he's going to, like,
okay, here's a question, Rainey. What's with this, all this, I heard this, I heard that, I heard this, I heard that. Is that actually true?
I know that.
You don't stop screaming in the phone,
no,
crazy woman.
No, August the 19th to the 21st. But I don't know the rest of it.
Okay.
He's scheduled for not a champion for some reason. And, so.
Well, here's the point. I would think that the briefcase or something will be on the line in this match. Turns out that's not the case. God damn it.
Oh, the briefcase?
Yes, the briefcase. You know, that gold-looking piece of shit right there that should be, it's always being used for a weapon and hitting each other and people in the head and people always throwing. It's been thrown in water. It's had beer thrown in it. It's had popcorn thrown in it. It's been pissed on. It's been spat on. It's been thrown up on. It's been pooped on. It's been shat on.
And
that briefcase, the Money in the Bank briefcase.
But that part where Ambrose did to that briefcase was funny, though.
That was.
Man, why don't you take it to the back and shit in it? That'd be real funny.
Okay. He just took a dump in there, just pulled his hands down, just took a dump in there. Oh, my God. They'd be like,
Man.
Oh, God, man. Yeah, what are y'all produce the win, though?
I can't choose, really, because it's kind of hard to see.
I want a Shirley Temple, you bass-playing bastard.
I think Seth Rollins is going to win. Some odd reason, I think he's going to win.
Yeah, probably so, because, like...
Yeah, why'd you have to get her started against Arturo?
Like, she
knows what's wrong with
you. I don't know. I see that happening, so...
You see what happening?
Triple H or Kane coming out and doing something to Dean Ambrose.
Do you also see Dean Ambrose's finger going in your...
But you fucking stop!
Who said that?
I mean, don't worry. I mean, he's not gonna wear needles on his. He's not gonna have needles on his finger. I mean, he might take it slow, but.
Bite. Did you see him biting Cesaro tonight?
Would you rather him bite your nipples?
I am not going there.
Yep, he's going there. I just went there.
He's so dreamy, Artrell. He's like so freaking sexy. He looks so good in blue jeans. Man, I could just eat him up. Hang on.
That's going to be a hard match to choose to.
Yeah, she's going to be harder to get to two sexy-ass dudes in the same ring touching each other.
Better.
If you don't stop inviting me to play these lame-ass games, I have a life.
Well, block them. You can block them.
Shut up.
Yeah. If you don't
want to
block.
Hey, Rainey, Rihanna wants her hair back.
Well, good. She's not getting it back. It's mine now.
Fuck me. Is that what you said?
No, I don't say everybody chose a winner.
I'm the Rain Garden winner.
No, I'll say between Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Oh, probably Ambrose. He's not for anything, so he's probably going to win.
Damn it. I can't choose between them two.
I'm making you right
what,
now.
Do you like them both?
Oh, no, I'm going to make her choose right now.
Fine.
Single man is to like them both.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a.
Now will you make it up your mind?
I said, Dean Ambrose.
Oh, that's not a good answer. Hang on.
Why not?
So I'm figuring about Dean Ambrose from you. You know what? Screw it. You can fantasize over Dean Ambrose later. Just make sure you have the AA batteries. Don't forget the AA batteries, otherwise it's not going to work. Well, if you have one of those rechargeable ones, they might actually work.
Or the ones that you plug in.
Yeah, the ones that you plug in, those make you squirt. Now, with all this nastiness and derogatoriness on this show, and the reason I'm saying all this while we are discussing SummerSlam is because I am the captain of the ship. It is my show. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Because I don't know. It's just it's what I do. But tonight is a group show, like you said, and same rule apply. This is not a G-rated show. This is an M-rated show. So parents, do not let your children listen. Ah, my ass hurts from hitting the ring earlier.
Ray White versus Chris Jericho. What are y'all?
The beard is gonna win. The beard full of bugs is gonna win.
Oh.
Oh. Well, just be careful when you're touching that thing on Bray Wyatt. I mean, it might have every STD in the book in it. I think he's got something in his beard. Well, for sure, Kamara already contracted herpes just from being in the ring with him. But.
So, I think I'll say Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
He's got to win. That's what the whole reason Jericho was there to put over the talent, younger talent.
But hold on a minute. Jericho is going to be there September 9th champion, and he's. But if Jericho wins Sunday, the last night, then Jericho's going to be there, then Wyatt could win a match.
I think after SummerSlam, they're probably going to, fight one more time, maybe on Raw.
Oh, shit. The call just dropped. Now we have to wait for her to call back in. In the meantime, man, isn't Randy just the cutest thing ever? I mean, come on, people. She's just so cute, yet she's so ditzy. 2 + 4, don't even know what it is, fucking girl, you know, that type of shit.
You stop! Okay.
And she also, she told Rihanna, oh shit, she's back on. Hi, Rainey. We were just talking about how nice you are. You're so cute.
Oh, I know. Isn't that so sweet? Okay. Anyway,
no, it's
what
fucking
I'll say
bullshit.
That I don't see them letting Bray Wyatt win 2 matches against Jericho.
Wait, why do you say that?
She's on mute.
Wait, you put on mute?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, Rainey. I'm sorry. I'm fucking with you.
What the fuck are you doing?
Nobody heard a goddamn word you said.
You're so mean.
You put you on mute. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Do I have to do it again?
Do what?
Put your hot ass on mute.
No, why?
Okay, I'll do it again.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, SummerSlam this Sunday. And the current person who is supposed to be talking about Dean Ambrose this Sunday is on mute. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I mean, it's so funny. I mean, she's man, it's so funny shit. Okay, Astro, it's just me and you. Now that the Ambrose mark is out of my face, let's go ahead and talk. Right. And you want to know what else is funny?
I know she was saying something about being called Bray Wyatt.
She's not on mute at all. So say something, woman.
What? Am I back on now?
You were never even off.
Okay, anyways. Okay, let's see. What's
yeah, anyways. Well, okay.
Hold on.
I'm going to go take a shit.
Wow. I would have never heard anybody say that in public.
Okay, but anyway, SummerSlam, we were just talking about Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho's got to put Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, but... Okay, what's the deal?
Randy, didn't I tell you to stop kissing Bray Wyatt? You're going to get crabs. You probably already got them, but shit.
Bray Wyatt is like a long list down from who I want, so no.
No.
Okay.
What's the deal with Big Show and Mark Henry teaming up? I mean,
do you remember they were supposed to team up last year? But I think it was Mark Henry that got injured.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's why they recreated it now, because they might as well say, like, it's time to do that again.
Okay.
Let's give it another try.
Probably to get them, like, do a tag team title run or something.
Ah, that feels so much better.
Okay, let's see. The Usos are versus the Wyatt, right?
Yeah. Well, matter of fact, does anybody know what's happening on the pre-show Sunday?
I think that's the tag team.
They didn't even mention no pre-show.
I know, right?
Come on, we got to have a pre-show before SummerSlam.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but...
Shut up, Lenny.
I think
sorry about anything. Probably. Well, maybe this guy will be in the pre-show.
It's a shameful thing.
Wait, oh, yeah, who's he up against, or is he? He's not.
Maybe defending the U.S. title on a pre-show or something.
Because everyone's talking about, you know, how a certain person didn't defend his U.S. championship whenever he was it, but, you know, right now, Sheamus isn't doing anything with it either, so...
Because they ain't giving them enough matches like the defenders.
I know. That's what happened with the other person.
You know, the WWE is weird sometimes.
I just my thing is
they
show
what they want to do.
Y'all see what happened after SmackDown went off the air? Roman Reigns was left in the ring, and the Wyatt family came out with Kane, and they tried to get in the ring.
And then they had Dean Ambrose come out, and he looked so cute and gorgeous.
Sheamus came out, and helped Roman and saved him. And after it all went wrong, it looked so cute, though. I have to say that. Someone gave Dean a rose, and he gave it to and I mean,
you gave Dean a rose.
No?
Rainy, we talked about hitting on wrestlers, didn't we?
One person, so shut up.
Smack the other cheek, not the left. Smack the right ass cheek, not the left ass cheek. You know what? I think it's a good time for a break. We will be right back. Well, after this, after a word from our sponsors, assholes.
Have the time passed away? All the trouble that we gave, and all those days we spent outside and late. Have it all gone to waste? All the promises we made, one by one they vanish just the same. Bye.
Nah, that was me. He must have took off. Not took off, but probably just gone for a minute. I'm surprised he didn't have his own mute when the song was playing.
I know.
That sounded different. But since he's taking a break or whatever he's doing, we do have more matches to talk about. One of them mainly being Brie Bella versus Stephanie McMahon. And how interesting they made it ever since June. Like, if you want to plug, like, a match like that, make it go on for, like, months and didn't touch each other until this time, it was a good way to do it. But any predictions?
Let's see. I think maybe Stephanie will win it. But then again, Brie might win it. I mean, I don't know about that match. That's a hard match to choose for me.
To describe Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella. What, you guys didn't think I was listening?
No, go ahead.
One word. Bitch.
Apparently that was she didn't call her.
And I also have a song for this feud.
Bad boy, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do? I just don't like that I'm coming for you.
I think Chris Jericho sung it better.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
So I put you on mute again.
Who should win? Who should win? My thing is, this can go either way, but I think I'm going to go with Brie. I could be wrong, but I'm just going to go with Brie.
Brie's probably going to, because this has been building for months and months, so unless they plan on going a little bit far with this view, then Brie's going to win.
Oh, yeah, Triple H might interfere. But then again, Nikki Bella might interfere.
Well, it could even go all the way up to Daniel Bryan interfering, but that's probably not going to happen because he's supposedly out
Randy,
until Royal Rumble.
It's going to happen. All you have to do... It's Boach.
Get the fuck off the phone, you bitch. Pussy. Goddamn phone. I'm sorry, guys. I told him not to fucking say anything.
What all you have to do is
shut the minute. Fuck up.
But, Chris, God, all you have to do...
You gonna... Hang on a second while I beat this little punk's ass.
All you have to do is... Boach.
All you have to do is... Boach.
All you have to do is believe.
Little unparts. Okay, now what were we talking about? Sorry, I have to knock out Bo Dallas.
Well, did you know about Bo Dallas? They're not pushing
Dallas.
That much anymore.
Believe. Maybe maybe a little kick in the face will keep you down.
You can believe on these nuts.
And you might want to take a look at those teeth. They're pretty chipped right there, and you got a mouthful of blood right there. So, go see a dentist.
Okay.
Oh man.
But
I'm just glad we didn't have him undefeated. Oh my god.
Bo Dallas is like that annoying inspirational speaker that tells you to be overly positive when the point is you can't always be positive. It's, you got to be real.
Right.
Isn't that right, Raindrop?
That's right.
Say something, you whore, something, bitch.
Wait, I didn't ask y'all this before, but what y'all think about the Alberto Del Rio's firing?
It's just another firing. What can I say?
Like, were you a fan of his, or...
Okay.
But I don't really know what happened, but whatever happened, happened. If Del Rio took a shot at management, then that's his fault. But, I don't know.
Well, then, you know, he probably bitch slap a representative or something. Somebody on that worked the social media for the WWE.
Yeah.
It was something he said, and I brought the real to got pissed and just smacked him.
Yeah, didn't they say that the guy said something racist to him, and that's the reason why he slapped him?
Right.
Well, WWE doesn't want the public to be thinking that they're hiring a street talk bug, so...
Like I told you this last night, I read somewhere that it was just going to be suspension, but since the guy was going to try to sue, then they had to fire him.
Well, they did only a lot of things to feel they could do at this point.
Right. But... TNA claimed to be interested in him, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, hold on.
If you, any of you jackasses out there listening to this show, please do not scream racism or call in talking about racism, because I do not have time. I will hang up in your face and laugh out of it.
Have y'all been hearing that people say that CM Punk changed AJ, and that's the reason why she's like she is now about her fans?
People will say anything today.
Yep.
Please move on from CM Punk. I'm kind of tired of hearing his name.
Because
and, I already know I'm going to be heading to FedEx Forum in September to Chance of CM Punk, and I'm going to do my best to not shoot anybody in that arena. Especially they have me sitting next to me, Chance CM Punk. I'll scream shut the fuck up. I'll out.
Oh, what was that thing about Hulk? Something about the Ultimate Warrior's wife fighting to Hulk Hogan or something. I saw something like that before I called in, but I didn't read it.
I know she said something, just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it wasn't bad. Oh, yeah, since we got 15 minutes to spare, we might as well talk about more matches. What about the Divas Championship match?
I
forgot there was a Divas Championship match.
I think AJ's going to retain it.
AJ's a great bitch.
Yeah, this one can go either way.
AJ's a great bitch.
Probably going to go out of the limb and just say that Paige will win this.
Paige is a crazy bitch.
So is AJ.
Paige is a crazy bitch.
Why is she trying to skip down the ramp? She'll be, like, falling off.
Paige is a crazy bitch. Too crazy bitch.
You might have said she ain't a turn to one ever since she lost the title.
Paige is a crazy bitch.
That was a good team, too.
I'd fuck her.
I think any guy would. Either her or AJ.
Nah, I don't want to do CM Punk.
You like, screw CM Punk, I'll still take her.
Shit, I love that British pussy.
AJ, I still love you. Oh, stop it, you're reacting. That's my friend. That's my best friend. I love you. I love you, even though I just pushed your ugly ass off the ramp.
Okay, do y'all think that maybe, I don't know how to say this, but something about, like, maybe Divas tag team or something, because like, Layla and Summer is trying to become, like, the new Lay Cool or something like that. I don't know.
Hell no.
Nah, if they do, it wouldn't work because didn't they try that last time? No, I know TNA tried it, but it didn't work because it's like they don't have that many women in a tag team division, well, to make a tag team division. So for them, it was like a stupid mistake. It's like if you have a lot of women wrestlers like WWE has, you can do it, but TNA, I guess they just kind of failed. They didn't sign any more, like, knockouts or anything like that, so I think that was their mistake.
I asked Chris this last night, but have you watched it?
I'm sorry, I'm drinking a soda. I love my soda. My soda is the best.
Can you unmute again?
It makes my teeth shiver when I touch it to my teeth. My soda is cold. My soda is fizzy. My soda makes girls win. My soda makes Layla
Charlotte
and Summer Rae want to suck my
teeth. The main roster soon from NXT. What other diva do you think will move up to the main roster from NXT?
Sasha Banks.
That's what my friend's hoping for. They're hoping she make it to the main roster.
Is reading in the phone.
Not
Ray, are you masturbating over the phone again?
No, I'm not. Will you stop?
Okay,
I don't do it in the phone anyway. Put your hands
all over me. Wait, you didn't talk about the missing dolls, didn't you, dude?
What?
I was about to say, we talked about Miz and Dolph Ziggler already, did we?
Yes.
Oh. Who is Dolph Ziggler facing Sunday?
Oh, the Miz for the IC title.
Oh, the guy with the ugly moneymaker.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about him.
Let's talk about his moneymaker and how he's got a fucking prostitute for a wife. I'm sorry, did I just call Maurice a prostitute?
I like her.
Well, she's the only one that will kiss that moneymaker. It's only a moneymaker because she's kissing it. Otherwise, if he wasn't kissing it, it wouldn't be a moneymaker. It would actually make me want to go take a shit.
Marla says she's a moneymaker.
Let me tell you something. Miz's face is not a moneymaker. It's actually a money refunder.
Because anytime I see him, anytime anybody in the arena sees him, they go to the box office and say, I want my money back. But he misses the money. I ain't got a goddamn money maker. Give me my goddamn money back, bitch. So anyway, I don't know. It's just, damn. What happened to Rainy? Fuck, who cares about her? Anyway, like I was saying, you know, she's a nobody anyway, but, you know, I'm just talking about The Miz. You know, The Miz is just like Rainy. Instead of giving me making money, he actually makes me want to go get my money back. When talking it's like when you hear The Miz talk on television, it's almost like listening to Rainy talk on this television show. It's like listening to nails up against a chalkboard.
If I was there right now, I'll punch you.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I got some wine punch right in the kitchen. You can pour it all over me and then lick it off.
No, it wouldn't be that kind of punch. It would be like a punch what Roman Reigns did to Miz tonight.
Well, damn, I know you like your rough, baby, but damn. Anyway. Keep on talking, Rainy.
Yeah, what about Roman Reigns and Randy Orton?
Roman Reigns?
Ah, nailed against the chalkboard.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll go with Roman Reigns. And I also want to take the time to tell everybody that RSWF will be having our next show tomorrow night. It is our third show into our company's existence. Well, not really our company. It's more of my trainer's company. RSWF presents Revenge Saturday Night, featuring J.R. Mahler versus Jimmy J, who comes back to get revenge after Jimmy J spat in his face when they were tag teaming a couple of weeks ago. The info is on my Facebook page. I will give Artrell the poster to present to you guys. And if you guys are interested, come on out. This will be a great time. I'll be your ring announcer. And with that being said, let's get back to this SummerSlam bullshit. Okay.
Yes, and Vinqua, if y'all got any shows you want to plug all around the world, let me know so I can put it on the website.
All right.
I will be seeing you. Shut up, woman. Didn't I tell you your voice is like nails, listen to you like nails against the chalkboard? No, Betty, it's like listening to a screaming harpoon whale.
Shut up!
You talking right now, it's like, it makes me want to go shit in the backyard. And why don't you turn your damn TV down?
Who, me?
No, Rainy. Whoever the hell got that TV up.
Probably me.
Yeah.
Her hair is down.
Rainy, shut your mouth.
Yeah, what? I know we're missing other matches. What other matches are we missing?
I don't think we're missing any. I think we pretty much covered them all.
I think we probably did.
So we can just sit here and we can just talk about how Rainy's voice is so damn annoying.
No, we're not.
Wait, who?
Of course we are. I say we can just sit here for the next 3 minutes to talk about how annoying Rainy's voice is.
You can go ahead and do that. I'll just listen.
Okay. She's all brass, no ass, all kook, and no boobs.
Hey, I do too got a butt.
See, she doesn't have a butt. Well, since she says she does have a butt, I have a song for her. I have a nice little song for her. Check this out.
Yeah. you got, baby. I hear you. Yeah. Rock with me.
After what happened at the pay-per-view.
Yes, yes, yes. So be sure you guys tune into that. Shut the fuck up, Rainey, while I'm talking. Artro will have all the time for the info for you guys. And I'll just be sitting up watching the pay-per-view and drinking on some wild vine while preparing for my Monday trip. 60 seconds of my ass. Shut the fuck up. And preparing for my trip because I will be heading out to Buffalo for the week. Next week, I will be on vacation, which means I probably will not be able to host the SmartFlist this week because a vacation is a vacation, which means vacation from wrestling, vacation from training, vacation from work, vacation from doing this, vacation from Rainey Newman's annoying fucking ass, and, yeah. I'm sorry, did I call her annoying? I mean, extremely annoying.
Sure.
Rainey, I told you, don't forget the AA batteries.
Yeah, well, too bad. I don't have them.
Go buy some. Don't take a rocket fast. Get that shit out. 10 seconds of my ass. I'll go on as long as I want to. Shut up, stupid bitch.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry. But there is this really annoying voice in the background each time that I am talking that is counting me down, telling me how long I have to be on. 10 seconds. 90 seconds. Bitch, you can stop counting me down because I'll go however long I want to because that's what I do. This is my show. I can do whatever the fuck I want because I told you once that we got a fucking problem if you can start counting me down. It's simple as that. Stop counting me down because the only person that's going to count me down is myself. So shut up, sit back, and enjoy the show. Matter of fact, take your little ass home to sleep. If I had the power, I would cut your ass off right now. I don't need no voice counting me down. It's my show. Listen.
9, 8.
My show. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. I said, this is my show. Okay? My show. Who's the host? I'm the host. Who's the host? I'm the host. I'm the host. That dumb girl that you just heard right there, she ain't shit. She ain't important. I'm the headliner. She's not the headliner. I'm the headliner. She's just the opening act. Headliner, opening act. Opening act, headliner. I'm the shit. I'm the people that you, I'm the guy that you guys turn on this radio show each and every week to listen to because I'm the one with all the personality. She ain't got nothing. The only personality that she has is the personality of a fucking flower.
You said a flower.
Oh. I'm sorry, a flower? Sure. Lord, I'm parsed.
Well,
hey, come to think of it, flowers are actually
what?
Cute.
I'll say for most people, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And you want to know what else, people? You guys totally missed the sarcasm in my comment just now. When I said personality of a flower, that actually meant a good thing. If I wanted to really insult her, I would just say she had the personality of a dead bird. Which is what she sounds like right now because she ain't saying shit.
I'm going to use your phone.
full name on radio if you don't get your ass in this bedroom.
Use my full name. I don't care.
Get your ass in that bedroom. Quit baiting me, what you do. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Man, what's going on? What's going on, Artrell?
Move. Now.
I will get
Hi,
there
Abel.
In a few minutes.
Hi,
Hazel.
I will be in there in a few minutes.
I'll turn the TV on.
Hi, Hazel.
Hi, sir.
Hey, AJ, you probably should get up in there. I think she's getting really, really, I think she's getting really feisty. She's getting really feisty, man. She wants a D, and she wants a D right now.
I will be there.
Yes, you will.
End it with a my love.
Don't make me stop and ask you.
Start without
her. Thing. Start,
start without him. Start what without him?
Oh, God, you don't want to know.
Man, is this what your life is like? You guys going to be watching porn together tonight?
No comment.
Man, maybe I should watch some porn tonight. Shit. Man, you better hurry up and get your ass in there, Artrell. I mean, goddamn, she's going to whoop your ass. She's getting really, she's like, this is how she sounds when I'm listening to her. She sounds, this is like it's on MTV or something. Baby, get your ass in here right now. I'm really fucking horny. I need you right now. Get your ass off the phone and get into that goddamn bed right now. Right now. And don't you leave those shorts on when you're in that bed. You make sure you have those shorts and that underwear off.
Well, Chris, you sound horrible as a woman.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. I can always sound like Ariane.
You just call me a fucking bitch, huh? No, fuck you, man. You just call me a fucking bitch. I'll show you a fucking bitch. Boy, bye.
Oh,
why?
God.
Okay, I'm going to get out of here and let y'all two finish up the overtime edition of the show. So, y'all have a good night.
No,
and...
no. Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah, you go on and have a good night. Don't let her beat your ass. Well, a second thought, go ahead and let her beat your ass because I'm sure she's really feisty right now. But just make sure you beat her ass, too.
Okay.
And make sure it's with a whip. And make sure you go, yeah, you like that, don't you, bitch?
I told you about the whip.
Rainy, you can come and spank my ass.
No, thank you. I have other ones.
She'll spank my ass any day.
She's gone.
Yeah. So anyway, I would like to thank everybody for tuning into this show. I'm your host, Chris S. Fleming, the only host, the headliner, and nobody is here right now because I have her on mute. And second thought, I was also just kidding about that just now. She's not on mute. But she will shut the fuck up when I tell her to shut the fuck up, because I'm the daddy, and she's the girl. I'm the bitch. No, actually, she's the bitch, and I'm the pimp. She's the bitch, and I'm the daddy. Who's your daddy?
Not you.
Oh, and I will. No, I also want to tell you, Miss Raindrop, some very special. News that I will not repeat on this right now because I don't want it getting out. But it's going to be really, really cool. And with that being said, we, this is serious now, we as a duo would like to thank everybody for listening to our very special SummerSlam Predictions edition of the Smart List, a.k.a. Smart Mark Radio. We will be back. Actually, I won't be back next week. I won't be back for a week after this. This will probably be the last time you guys will hear my voice until the week after next. So with that being said, Rainey will be taking over the show for the time being until I make my return. But also, be sure to take it easy on her. don't boo her too badly. And if you're going to insult her, make sure it's something
me.
That's true.
They love
no, they
me.
Don't.
Yes, they do.
Who the fuck is they?
The people don't listen to me.
Well, anyway, I don't know if you guys even give two shits about this girl, but thank you on our behalf, both of us, for listening, and we will catch you all. I will catch you all in a couple of weeks. She will catch you all next week. I will go ahead and let her say her part of the outro. I am done. Peace and love. This is the Smart Swiss on Blog Talk Radio.
And for me, I want to thank you all for listening to me and the show here. And I'd like to thank Chris for allowing me to be the co-host, even though sometimes we don't get along on the same subject.
Oh, hang on a second, sweetie. I love you.
Aww.
You just need to be a little more real sometimes. Because your mark attitude gets the best of you sometimes, and I got to call you out on it.
I know.
So,
But love me anyway.
You might want to work on that, because I don't want to have to keep calling you out on it.
But I only do it for one person, so... Anyways,
well, it's not going to help you. I don't care who is. I don't even give a damn if you're Santa Claus. Be realistic, please.
But Miles. I am realistic. I'm not like saying I'm going to be in bed with him. Because I know that.
God damn it, you're saying that you're going to be on up on outer space with him.
Okay, well, anyways, I'm trying to end my part of the show. And
now, go ahead and end your part.
Please listen to me next Thursday on the show, and hopefully y'all like what I'll have to say, and I would just like to wish everyone a good night, and have a great weekend ahead, and enjoy SummerSlam on the WWE Network tonight,
And remember, and, it's on the WWE Network for what?
$9.99.
Yes, $9.99. Only $9.99. Once again, $9.99. 9.99.
Okay, well,
that is how much the WWE Network costs.
Well, I'm going to say good night now, so I see some hang up. So, good night, everybody. Bye, Chris.
And here's our outro.
The watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car.
Yeah. she smiles.